the place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out of our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B.I.V. Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B.I.V. Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the lines, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they were talking about what we did earlier that morning, all day. Mm. That's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My
son was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cup. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Now, live from the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, the one to foe. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe, Tori Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio, and I'm here for the action.
And nothing but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front line. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How y'all doing out there in radio land? How y'all doing in the chat? We got another powerful conversation for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Tori Lowe Show live from Grafton, Wisconsin. Capco Kids to Kids Toy Drive. You know how we get down this time of year. It's time for the toy drive. Capco have one of the largest toy drives in the state. We out here at the headquarters over here at Capco. It's amazing every year we get out here this time of year, and this is the giving season, and there's so many volunteers out here in Grafton that come together to make all of this happen for children in need of gifts under the tree this year. So we got a powerful conversation. We got guests. We got information. And like I said, we're going to have a great time around this time of the year. This is the time of year that you got. You can't be a Scrooge. You know what I mean? Even the Grinch heart changed around this time of year. Even the Grinch gave the toys back, okay? We got to be in the giving spirit. Look, and I got a guest right now that's sitting next to me. Tommy from Camp Reunite is sitting next to me. And this is an amazing program, Camp Reunite, because they're dealing with the incarceration, the families that are in the incarceration situations. Many times they don't have Christmases, but you're creating Christmas in a difficult spot being locked up. Most people, when they're incarcerated, they can't do anything, you know, but try to, you know, serve their time. But now they have a Camp Reunite where y'all are reuniting families during this time of year through the gift-giving process.
That's correct.
How you doing, Tommy?
I'm doing well, Mr. Torrey. How about you?
Fine.
Thank you for having me. Camp Reunite, we're able to bring together children that have moms and dads who are going through the Wisconsin correctional system. Mm-hmm. We serve Tichita Women's Facility and Kim Marines Men's Facility. And every winter we put on a winter camp. And with Capco Kids to Kids Toy Drive, mm-hmm. We're able to work with their incarcerated parents, and they're able to create a wish list, and we're able to pick out gifts on behalf of the dads and moms to be able to give to the kids and be able to have such a crucial holiday parental experience means so much for the kids. And
that's powerful.
It is powerful, and it gives us so much hope. And the
how long has this been going on?
We've been doing this since 2018. Yeah.
And so how do you become qualified, or how can you become a part of this? Because I got a lot of people that listen to the Torrey Lowe Show that's down at the Milwaukee County Jail. And I get a lot of letters of people trying to reach out to the show. Many times they call into the show because there's so many different issues. But this is something I've never heard of as a program for inmates.
Yeah, so like I said, we serve Tichita Correctional, Kettering Correctional, and then in summer of 2026, we're going to be serving Racine Correctional. So if they're an inmate of one of those facilities and they're able to be chosen as eligible by the committees of mm-hmm. Those different facilities, they're able to then give us their caregivers' information, those who are with their kids are able to be eligible and register for camp. And from there, we're able to serve them over the summertime for a week long with a 2 days visit, actually going to the facilities instead of, you know, being across from a desk and being able to hug, you know, hello and hug goodbye towards the end of the visit. This is an extended visit with us, and we're able to be in the visitor room and be able to be in the gymnasium. So the parents are actually being able to do parental things with their kids, being able to play catch, do arts and crafts, play board games with each other, actually have a bonding experience, a reunification experience. And so if you have someone you know that might be eligible from any of those three facilities, we would love to be able to help you out, serve your kid. And also a big part of the Camp Reunite is also the camp part. So it's getting together the kids going through a similar circumstance. They're at camp doing various activities, the archeries, the Alpine Tower, rock climbing wall, arts and crafts,
oh, wow.
Dance, drama. So they get a full camp experience as well, making friends, building a community, so they know in their everyday lives that not only is there other kids going through similar circumstance, but that doesn't mean, you know, that's going to allow me to not, you know, feel confident in myself and be able to do better things, so I'm not able to complete that recycle of that cycle of incarceration. So I'm able to view my bonding experience with my parents in a more positive light.
That's powerful, Tommy. Once again, we're talking to Tommy, Camp Reunite, a program that focuses on gifting and joining parents that are dealing with mass incarceration. Who thought of this program?
Yeah, so we had.
How did this program happen?
Yeah, in 2018, our founder Neil Willenson, he had a foster child, and he was bringing his foster child over to one of the facilities to do an extended visit, and he heard about other camps and kind of how they do different serves for different specific populations, and he thought of an idea of, why don't we get together kids going through incarceration and have parents going through incarceration, and was able to form different camp teams and be able to reach out to Tichita, was our inaugural program, be able to reach out to Tichita. Tichita was able to get on board for us, figure out different eligibility requirements, think about what all these facility visits would look like. And it's a wonderful thing because I feel like this is a camp that is ahead of the game. And there's other religious organizations that do a reunification program through the lens of their church, but we get to do it from the lens of recreation, community building, and making friendships as well.
And thank you, because when we talk about mass incarceration, when you talk about just families that are being torn apart with a loved ones being in jail, or children growing up without parents, that are incarcerated, this kind of helps add a family type of idea during this time of the year, during Christmas. A lot of people celebrate Christmas. A lot of people give around this time. Mm-hmm. Now these inmates that qualify have an opportunity to have an experience behind bars with their family. How powerful is that?
It's crucial. And all the research says, when's the time children are feeling the most loneliness or the most feelings of yearning? Well, that's around the holidays, of course, right? Everyone is being able to see families come to school with different gifts, that you're going to feel some type of way about that. Mm-hmm. And being able to have this crucial moment during winter camp, it allows them to be like, oh, wow, my parent really does know me, really is looking out for me and knows things that I'm interested to be able to gift me stuff for the holidays. It just really allows that humanitarian experience through this incarceration. That is my mom who got me a holiday gift or a Christmas gift. Mm. And that means so much.
It does. What do you want the people that's listening right now to know about your program, and how can they get involved?
Yeah, I think what we would like to do is just be able to spread our message that we understand that, adults are making their decisions, and unfortunately that leads to incarceration. We hope that the public can agree with us that we need to do whatever that means to let it not affect the children. And we want to be able to make the children understand that they have a community, and that the mistake that the parent made should not be, the end-all be-all of who they are as a person. And that they're able to reunite, able to be on a better path. And I think ways to get involved is, feel free to reach us out, reach to us at campreunite.org. Like I said, I'm the camp director here, so I get to do all the fun planning and fun activities. Mm-hmm. I'll be the ones reaching out to families, getting them registered and on board for camp.
Well, look, it's been a blessing to have you, Tommy. And continue that work. Grow that work, I want to make sure that I keep giving out the information to help what I can do, get the information out to the community, because this program needs to grow and grow and grow.
Thank you, Tori.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad we walked in and got to meet each other.
Hey, that's powerful. Hey, look, it's that time of the year.
It was meant to be, yeah.
It was meant to be. Yeah. And once again, make sure that I stay informed on what y'all doing as well.
Absolutely.
All right, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, Tori Lowe Show live from Grafton, Capco Kids to Kids Toy Drive 20-year anniversary. Stay locked in.
You are listening to the Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
acting flattering. First flip was a 20, turned it to a clean deuce deuce. By Friday I was neck deep in a pair of new boots. County checks bouncing, but my trap jumped like crisscross. Kitchen full of white, like the linens at the Ritz bars. Cold stove, hot water, pot singing like Mary J. I just mixed emotion with the soda, that's therapy. Corner store profit, every bottle return is a parlay.
Not a whole strip, know my name like it's Valentine's Day. Live from Grafton, Wisconsin, Capco Kids to Kids Toy Drive. It's a 20-year anniversary, and who in the chat? I forgot to look in the chat. Who do we got in the chat today? We got Essie, Jeff in the chat, Kawanda, Not Really a City Girl in the chat, Josh. I see you, Willie. Hey, salute to Willie. And Lori Patterson from Baltimore in the chat, Reggie in the chat. Look, we're going to have a powerful conversation today. We're going to have guests coming in and out talking about their experiences with these toy drives, with the Christmas idea. If you want to call in and talk about how you had to depend on toy drives and things like that, or how important you think that these toy drives are, you can definitely call in 833-212-1017. But I need y'all to keep y'all head on the swivel, Truth Nation. I need y'all to keep y'all head on the swivel because there is a warning out here. And I know a lot of y'all got them packages coming to hit the front porch. I know y'all got them packages on the way because y'all been kind of, you know, nitpicking, getting some here and there, piling it up under the tree. But Milwaukee residents are warned of rising porch piracy. They trying to take the presents. That's why y'all got to have a Ring doorbell to make sure that y'all can catch them red-handed. I wonder, can I get one of them boxes that explode? I mean, you know what I mean? Get them red, you know, make them, you know, when they think they're going to get away with something, then the box, you know, explode with the paint. But if you're watching this rebroadcast live, we got a news article on this. Let's listen.
Season of giving, and unfortunately for some, taking.
And I've stayed over here for 5 years, and I've never not had to trust a package coming.
It's almost like they don't think there's consequences for their actions.
Despite living on opposite sides of the city, Dwight Bailey and Christopher Cousineau say they've both had packages delivered to their front porches this week, only to be stolen by thieves in the same day.
I mean, it's scary. Oh, wow. It's scary for the city of Milwaukee when people are walking up and doing something like that on video, no face coverings, no urgency.
Cousineau's doorbell camera captured this thief in the act Thursday, but it's not the first time he says his home's been targeted this week.
It happened again. Somebody walked up, grabbed a 70-pound package off the front porch.
They do it without even caring. Like the dude just walked up and walked right back off like it was he picking up a package for a friend.
The BBB says these thieves, also known as porch pirates, become especially busy during the holiday season. But over the past year, they've stolen roughly $8.2 billion worth of online orders, according to a study from security.org.
You don't know what you're taking from somebody, and something could be irreplaceable.
But in Cousineau and Bailey's case, it's simple.
If you really, truly need something, there's going to be somebody out there that would help you. I would help you.
I'll give the person a shirt off my back. I'm a very giving person. So for somebody to take from me, I'm just like, oh, wow.
That is wild. And you know what? They don't even care if they on camera or not, because they see the Ring doorbell camera. They catch me if you can, I guess. I'm about to throw my whole life away for this box. I mean, I don't even know how much you can be fined for taking a box. Somebody let me know in the chat. I can't see the talk to text. If I get any talk to text, Andrew, let me know. Let me know if they answering the question. But if you a Porsche pirate, how much can you get? What kind of time can you get? Somebody let me know. Salute to Jason Hunter, listening and watching from Sacktown, North Carolina. Salute to Jason. But this is what I'm saying. Like, we have gotten into an era where now just having things dropped off in the front is popular now. But some people forget that they living in communities that you don't even want to sit on the front porch. You don't even feel comfortable sitting on the front porch. So now you got the packages coming. What you think finna happen? You don't even feel safe on the front porch. What you think the gift's safe? I don't know. I mean, I think that the best thing to do is get a P.O. box and have the gift dropped off at the P.O. box. But right now, around this time of year, they said people losing billions of dollars. These packages are going off the porch left and right. So, once again, you got to keep your head on the swivel. Who ever had a package stolen? If you had a package stolen, join the conversation. 833-212-1017. I think that they didn't watch The Grinch that just stole Christmas. I think these porch pirates really should be called the Grinches. That the people that's out here thinking that they can, and then they walk up on the porch so smooth. Like, I figure that they have came to the conclusion that they won't be suspicious if they look like, you know, it's supposed to be their gift. So they'll walk up on the porch real smooth, you know, and walk off like it's theirs. Like, you know, like, oh, this is mine. So, and then when they were showing the video, it looked like it was in the, somewhere in Lanton Park or somewhere, you know, at one of the, you know, in one of the project areas. You know, you shouldn't have no, you shouldn't even get a package left on the porch if you're living in projects. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like four people in the building coming in and out. So ain't no, you shouldn't even be having no, nobody leave nothing on the porch. I remember I was over there with my, one of my family members lived in projects. And this is when they first started dropping food off. And they was waiting by the door. Like, they would order the food, but they would wait by the door the whole time. They wouldn't even, you know how some of y'all just relax, sit around, watch TV. No, they would stand by the door and just wait for the food to come, like, and watch the map of the driver. And when the driver pulled up, they was waiting the whole time. I was like, no, I can't. That's too much stress. That's too much stress for me to eat something. I need to be chilling. I can't have that much stress thinking somebody going to steal my Wendy's. So no, that's that. I'm going to go pick mine up. But once again, it's that time of year. Porch pirates is out. Maybe you a porch pirate. If you're a porch pirate, you can call in anonymous. Why are you taking folks' gifts off the porch? We ain't going to turn you into the police. Just call in, say you're anonymous. I want to get to the bottom of this. Some of y'all listening to the show right now and then grab somebody's stuff off the porch. This stole somebody Christmas. Your heart really need to grow, for real. If you a porch pirate and you listening to this, go back and watch the movie The Grinch and see how his heart grew at the end and gave his stuff back. Get them people their stuff back. Even the Scrooge, you know, when after he got the three ghosts, after he had the three ghosts that came and seen him, he had a change of heart. Get them people their stuff back. It's they didn't have it to do anyway. They was buying it last minute and it was cheap online. Now it's gone. What do you think, Andrew? Have you ever been porch pirate? Did a porch pirate ever try to take anything off your front porch, Andrew?
No, I've never had anything stolen off my front porch, but I do a good job of not ordering Amazon to my apartment.
So is it okay? So I don't think if you live in an apartment building, you shouldn't even be doing. It's too many people. We got somebody on the line. Oh, we got Sean. How you doing, Sean?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Blessings. Are you a victim of being porch pirated?
No, not in particular, but I know sometimes the porch pirates are actually the person that's delivering the packages.
Oh, so you're saying that they take the picture,
sometimes,
and then once they take the picture, they take it.
Or they drop them off at a friend or family in the area, and I know that for sure because it happened. A family member wanted to bring a package to us, and we said no.
Wow.
And they work for a delivery service.
So what do you do once that happens? Do you call the company? Do they refund?
Yeah, they usually refund it.
Okay.
So sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah, so sometimes it's the delivery person stealing packages, and they'll drop them off by somebody or leave them in a conspicuous place and go back and pick it up later. Or sometimes people order stuff and say they didn't get it. and the companies are refunding them, but they really did get it. I've heard people do that too.
And that's a problem, too. That is a problem, too. And you know what? I think Al had said something about that because we was talking about food delivery drop-offs and how people playing the people food, dropping off the stuff. But it's both ways. Some people get the food and say that they didn't get it. And then so it's two things going on. Some people dropping off the package and taking the package as well. Wow. Hey, look, well, when we come back, we'll have a pop culture report. Tory Lowe Show live from Grafton. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven, the truth, Tory Lowe show. Pop culture report brought to you by GP.
What it do?
Truth Nation Insider. We out in Grafton right now at Kids to Kids Toy Drive. Have you ever, got a toy under the tree? Many times a lot of people need that extra help around this time of the season. Or have you ever volunteered for a toy drive?
I've definitely done coat drives and other things like that in the past. I remember there was one year specifically we had a neighbor who kind of fell on some hard times. And I was blessed and fortunate to get all the toys that I wanted. And I kind of felt it was the right thing to kind of donate and kind of repackage, give them something. So, again, it's always good to see people, in the holiday spirit and being giving and courteous and, understanding that people are going through things and then they have situations. But no one should miss out on kind of the holiday joy, that comes with Christmas and everything else that's involved with it. So it's a powerful thing that, you're out there right now. Obviously, we scavenged and everybody donated the toys and bought fresh toys, especially too. People had things laying around in the house and kind of, given to those that, are a little bit more needy than us. So.
And this is why I'm out here, because I needed programs like this when I was a kid, or I wouldn't have been no toys under the tree. Grandma would always give me socks. Socks and school clothes during this time of year. But these drives, when it came to kids not having many times family members that have it around this time of the year, these programs were a huge part of my childhood. So like, I'm just excited to be out here because I know the positive effect that it had many times when people just didn't have it like that.
No, yeah, for sure. Again, people, everybody looks forward to December 25th every year, and no kid should, again, go without, having that joy and that experience, when their parents obviously are, their parents don't have to let them kind of know that things are kind of going bad. They just get to have that same experience as any other normal kid, kind of would get to have. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a powerful thing.
I was one of them kids. Did I ever tell you my toy drive story?
Nah, I'm all ears, though. I know this is going to be good.
Well, the thing is, when I was a kid, grandma, it was just me and grandma. And so one Christmas, I wake up and I look under the tree and it's this red mini Wisconsin Badger football.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is amazing. And one of my aunties was like, yeah, your daddy gave you that. And I didn't really, have a relationship with my dad. So I felt like, okay, well, if my dad gave me this, I'm going to figure this out. So I ended up learning how to catch, then growing into football and playing football and then eventually going to college to play football.
Mm-hmm.
So after all of that was over with, all those years was over with, I'm back home, talking at the table with my auntie. And I said, remember that red Wisconsin Badger football that I got for Christmas? And my dad gave me that football. And you told me my dad gave me that football. She said, boy, That football didn't come from your daddy. That football came from Toys for Tots. Dang it.
That was what you needed, though, to get you through college and get you to play football in the first place, though.
But what I'm saying is, I was like, what? I said, I said, you the one that told me he gave it to me. She was like, boy, that football came from Toys for Tots.
At least she kept it real in the end. I mean, hey, but it was something powerful from your childhood. It's one of your fondest memories. It sticks with you to this day.
But so I realized the power of gift giving when you're a child. Just the thought of that being the case, that this was the toy, this was something that my dad gave me, kind of like pushed me into my love for football. Mm. You know what I mean? So, hey, you got to be careful because how many hours do you spend with a toy after your favorite toy? 90 hours or more?
Yeah, it's awesome. Again, I mean, I don't think I have any kind of – actually, no, I lied. My mom and my dad, they used to get me all of the kind of, you know, wrestling toys and all that other stuff. But that obviously led to one of the worst moments in my childhood. I know I used to do the WWE moves and stuff off the top rope, and I bust my head open one time. And so that was the end of me getting wrestling toys and belts for Christmas. So I know my mom kind of regressed that one. But you know, all in all, again, Toys for Tots, beautiful thing. You know, it's always good to see kids have that joy on their faces and get – things that might inspire them to become the next football player or princess or actor or dancer or anything like that. You never know where toys will take you. So it's good to see the holiday cheer.
Salute to Capco Kids to Kids Toy Drive, one of the largest toy drives in the region right now. Mm. 20-year anniversary. We out here live in Grafton. Powerful.
Right. Hopefully we get to see 25
or 30. What's going on in these pop? What's going on in these pop culture streets?
So I know that this story obviously is front page news everywhere, and obviously it you know surrounds Sharon Moore, and details are obviously coming out as we go, and this is kind of recently. This is from ESPN per today. Sharon Moore, obviously, who was fired this week, former Michigan football coach, charged Friday with three crimes, which included home invasion, stalking a person, I believe breaking and entering as well was one of them. And so he spent two nights in jail following the firing. And the 39-year-old coach who led the Wolverines for two seasons was obviously fired for what the school wanted to call an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. And so hours later, police arrested Moore after he was accused of assault in Pittsville Township, which is a community near Ann Arbor. And so Moore is accused of unlawfully entering the dwelling of a victim who I believe is Paige Shiver, who has not been named, obviously, in the article, trying to keep some anonymity. But she's obviously been named or already kind of, you know, circulating online. And so his defense attorney, obviously Joe Simon, had no comment before his appearance in court. And so Michigan has not disclosed details of the alleged relationship, but said in an investigation they found credible evidence against Moore, who is married with three young daughters. Athletic Director Ward Manuel said the behavior was a clear violation of university policy.
Talk about blowing the bag.
Oh, my. It's not even that. The real problem here is, and this is, I hate to play the race card here, but he was never intended to get this job in the first place. Apparently, there was a stipulation in Harbaugh's contract, who obviously they won the national championship a few years ago, and he fled, obviously, to go coach in the NFL. And so in his contract, it stipulated that Sharon was to get the job should he leave at any point. And so This was a layup for him. Again, this is, I want to say, a top 10 job in the country, and to let it go up in flames over lust and, you know, thirst and desire, it's sad.
Over Becky.
Yeah, hey, Becky with the good hair and something else. That's something else good on her. Mm. But it's,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's tough. Again, I think, and this is just my mind here and my initial thought. Again, when you are good enough and when they like you enough, they're willing to bend the rules for you a little bit. And so I do not think that he was ever a hire or a popular hire. I don't think anyone in the building initially wanted him to get the job in the first place. There was also rumors that he had mental health issues, which were not, I guess, diagnosed or addressed during any time in his tenure. And obviously, the firing comes at a convenient time because they obviously had the huge game against Ohio State, which is huge for recruits and donors and all types of other things and boosters. And so obviously they lost that game convincingly, and just so happens that all this information kind of spills out. Now, I don't want to say that the cards are decked or stacked against him.
So you're saying if he had won the Ohio State game, they would have buried this?
I think they would have let it. I think they would have let it go. They would have let it go. I think so. Again, I don't want to defend him by any means. What he did was wrong. Obviously, if you have a wife and children at home that depend on you to bring home the money, and you obviously took a vow, you know, to be faithful and loyal to your wife. But we've seen it plenty of times. There are plenty of high profile coaches that have been in scenarios like this. The first one that I can come to, you know, mind is Petrino. I believe Bobby Petrino from Arkansas, who now is still currently a coach on that staff. But he was engaged with a relationship with, I believe, someone that was 21 or 22 at the time. And he obviously had a public press conference to kind of step away from the university. They gave him some type of out. They gave him the chance to explain himself. There's also other coaches who have been, you know, involved in things like that. There was Urban Meyer, who during his time as a coach in the NFL and in college was known to kind of flirt and kind of be promiscuous with young women and stuff like that.
What did this start when he became a head coach? Was this something that was pre-existing? Do we even know?
The rumors that are kind of circulating online is that they had kind of an extended relationship for 2 or 3 years. I know he was a part of the staff for some time as an assistant until he obviously became the interim or kind of the associate head coach. And there's rumors, or I guess they have not been able to confirm, but there was circulating rumors that she was pregnant, that he, I guess, asked her to abort the child or at least try to get her to take a plan B or a morning after pill, which I don't think that story is kind of, you know, correct. That's circulating online. I know a lot of people have kind of denounced that he had a plan B delivered to the facility and kind of tried to force her to take it in the office. There's all types of stories that I'm seeing out there or whatever. But the main thing is, again, he's damaged his reputation in any kind of salvaging of this. Because you go and you threaten her life and you threaten your life as well as your wife's. And so it's tough to see. Again, he has kind of put himself in a bad situation and also ruined another opportunity for other people and men that look like me and you going forward.
Well, like I said, I mean, this is a bad time. It's around Christmas. Everybody's getting in the holiday spirit. And then all of a sudden you hear stories like this. Somebody that was given an opportunity of a lifetime. Mm. One of the first African-American head coaches at Michigan and now going through scandal. I think I'll kind of compare it to the situation that took place in Boston with the Boston Celtics.
Oh,
who's now with Houston.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that was front page news again as well. I think he was talking to an athletic trainer, someone on the athletic staff, which he needs to be tested mentally, because I don't know how you cheat on Nia Long. That within itself is already a crime.
Wow.
But again, we see it. These situations and these opportunities are front page news when it's people that look like us. We can go even further kind of back. Rick Pitino, he was talking to younger women as well. He was talking to younger women as well. And I know there was a kind of rumor or kind of it was proven that he was taking recruits to strip clubs and all types of other stuff like that. And so there's been coaches that have done things that are a lot more egregious, I want to say, than obviously having an affair. But it gets swept under the rug because they don't believe that we're supposed to have the opportunity or the platform in the first place. And so it's tough. Again, Sherrone Moore will have his day in court and we'll see what comes of it. But he's, you know, it's a big egg on his face for the program. And they took that personally, which is why he got outed.
So I guess it's safe to say that he didn't make the naughty list on Santa's naughty list this year.
I don't even know if he getting coal. he might get some divorce papers.
All right. Well, when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report. Tory Lowe Show live from Grafton. Stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Stand up! Stand up! It's my turn, I'm about that action. I got the power to change how we've been acting. So no mercy, I'm defending the block. Tired of seeing the news, another kin of the kid shot. Hey. I'm gonna make a change for the better. The revolution now is the time we get it together. I made peace with self, now I'm healed and ready.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Tory Lowe live from Grafton. Kids to Kids Toy Drive out here. And a lot of volunteers are coming through. This is an amazing time of the year out here. Every year we come out here, we broadcast live, we talk to the staff, we talk to the volunteers, and it's amazing, GP, to see them work. It's like it's almost like I'm at the North Pole a little bit.
You got all the elves. Everybody dressed up in costumes. They got hats on and everything,
I don't think
too.
They got the these are real people. I think that, you know, this, you know, I know you talking about the Hollywood movies you was watching on Netflix, but this is real people in real time. They don't look like that. They just working and stacking the toys.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Again, people dedicating, whether it's an hour or two, you know, obviously there's a lot of buildup and a lot of kind of communication that goes into gathering all these toys from different spots and bringing them to a central place. And obviously just spreading the word again that those who are going without or planning to go without, they have a place to get the toys that they need to spread the holiday cheer that we all deserve and that we all desire. Again, there's still time as well, too. We're 13 days away from Christmas, and there's still plenty of time to go out, buy a toy, whether it's $30 or as much as you want to spend and as much as you want to give to, you know, those within the community that are obviously struggling and, you know, need a little bit of help or need a little bit of cheer. So it's a beautiful thing. It's always a beautiful thing to see people working together for one common purpose.
Now, what else is going on out here in these pop culture streets?
So I don't have a story for you today. I more so kind of have a question, something that I kind of thought of, you know, on the fly. So obviously it's that time of year where people kind of have their relationships and they kind of going off into the holidays and getting to know people, or they're trying to beat the kind of holiday curse, so to speak. You know, I know you've been with a couple people, or not been with a couple people, but you might know a couple friends or two that break
at the same time.
If that's your thing, you can have you can have one or two if you want to.
You just assume that am I that handsome that you
T-Lo won the phone? You're the man of the people.
People falling all over me, I guess. Oh wow.
Tendernism off the bone. But now my question for you is, I've seen a lot of people.
You say tendernism, didn't you?
Did. But
I've fallen off the bone.
Oh my God. But I'm at the age kind of where I've seen people who have been dating or kind of together all year, and they get to the holidays and they kind of break up before they get to or have to kind of buy a gift. And so I kind of wanted to ask you again, what are your thoughts on that? Or would you ever take an ex or take a gift or receive a gift from an ex, someone that you used to kind of deal with, that you haven't been talking to for a little while, if they decide to check
thing
in?
My philosophy is, the thing with the ex is they already know what you like. So if they buy you a gift, they're going to make sure it's a good one. And they probably got enough information on, you know, because they had to deal with you on what really, you know,
what's going on, right?
So they're gonna offer you the gift that you really like. They not gonna miss. Now if you got an ex and they miss, that they wasn't paying attention to you the whole time. So that's just reinforcement. You don't have to take that gift.
Okay.
But usually, if an ex fit to bring you something, it's gonna be exactly what you desire. You know, it's not gonna be something far off.
It might be some gift wrap that you might know all too well. I'm gonna counter you here.
Look, you're gonna look at your new boo and be like, okay, my ex give, because the ex already got the information. The new person may be still learning the information, so they might give you a scarf, a hat, you know, something, you know, plain, because they still in the development process. But the ex gonna hit it right in the dark.
Nah, I can't do that.
Hit it right in the middle.
No, I'm gonna counter you here. Me, my language or my kind of gift language, obviously I'm a gifts person, but I want an experience. I want something that I can't physically have, just in case me and you don't work out. I'll give you a story, for example. I was talking to a girl for a little while in college, and we did the whole matching, you know, pajamas thing. She got me a blanket, the whole nine or whatever, right? Obviously, things went sour. I start talking to somebody new. And so I had these goofy, funky.
Who didn't have the pajamas?
You said who didn't have the pajamas?
So you chose the one without the matching pajamas.
No, well, I mean, we had to move on. You know, things kind of died out. But I know you've seen Frozen. This girl, me and this girl, we had matching Olaf pajamas, right? And so I didn't want to throw them away because they was real comfy. I just wanted to hold on to them for a little while. And obviously, I had new shorty kind of kicking it in the crib. And she's like,
oh, wow.
You a grown man. You 24 years old. Why do you still have Frozen pajamas? I'm like, hey, it's a long story. They comfortable. They got a little bit of a sentimental value. She said, I can't have this. She said, if you keeping those, you're still holding on to what kind of was, you know, in yesteryear. Why won't you get rid of them? And I'm like, you know, you kind of got a point, but like, I don't know. I don't know if I should. So I would rather somebody give me an experience.
Let it go.
Yeah, exactly. Let it go. Just like the song. But no, I'm someone, I'd rather you buy me an experience. I'd rather we go out for dinner. We go-karting something, the movie, something that we can kind of continually talk about. I don't want a physical gift because then I have to shed it or I have to let it go if we don't end up working out. That's how I see. In regards to an ex, I feel I don't know. I feel like nobody would get you a gift. No, I feel like an ex would only get you a gift.
Would you deny the gift, though?
Would I deny it?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good question. I would deny it. I think it would just open up Pandora's box. If you already have moved on and you're dating someone else, there's no reason again to have that. It's kind of like a bad omen. It's like something that needs to be like saged or kind of let go from your presence. It's like holding on to a, I don't know, like an artifact or something.
If you keep the gift, that means you're, if the relationship is still, it's a lane for the relationships somewhat of to still be there.
Yeah, that's like them being in my home without them not really being there. That's how I kind of feel about it. I don't know. I wouldn't take anything from an ex. If it was $1 million or something, then hey, give me whatever you need.
Yeah, gonna take it. Yeah, I mean, I tell you this. The cool thing that I realized is that you got to be mature when it comes to the ex, because the ex was a part of your life,
right?
You know, you at one point y'all was looking at each other, maybe even talked about marriage. So I don't hate you. A lot of people develop a real sincere hate for the ex, but I felt like, okay, this was a person that we shared some time with, mm-hmm. at a moment in life. I mean, we may not continue that those moments to create those moments, but do I look at them as the enemy? No, I don't.
Mm. No, I agree with you there. I think this is something, again, these are words that I live by. These are words that my grandmother, God bless her, that she used to tell me all the time. She used to say, give people grace because people are living life for the first time. And so I think that I hate to kind of chalk it up like this, but I feel like anybody that you date, it is involved, or it's core to your character development. You learn a little bit different, or you learn a little right. bit more about yourself. You learn what you don't like. You learn what you really like. You learn what you're willing to tolerate. You kind of understand, I guess, not the timeline necessarily, because love is kind of, it is what it is, and it's up to interpretation. You could fall in love with somebody in a year. It could be 5 or it could be 10, whatever, you know, kind of year, kind of plan that you're operating on. But you always can take and give and kind of, you know, share pieces of yourself, and it will make you even stronger and make you even better for the next person. In regard, again, to gifts, I just feel like that's a petty thing. I feel like if you haven't been in sustained contact with somebody, or there's no real reason that I kind of asked you for something, there's no reason for you to supply that to me in the first place. That's you kind of trying to, you know, keep a little foothold on me.
You know what my
me.
Philosophy on when it comes to exes? That person could have been a really good friend, but you made a mistake and took it a little bit further. You could've...
That's not a crazy take at all. I'm not going to lie. I got a lot of girls I used to talk to, yeah, that we was homies. And I was like, I was like, I'm feeling something here. Let's see how this go. And you end up, I don't want to say resenting somebody, but you always wonder, like, damn, what would have happened if we just kept things thorough, if we just kept it platonic? Don't buzzer me. That's
not
crazy.
Not really a city girl says, nah, if I move on, don't come around trying to mess up the new thing. The ex better kick at the sharp rocks in the street. Don't bring gifts if we broke up. Move on.
It depends. Sometimes you're just not ready emotionally and mentally for that person. There doesn't always have to be kind of a bad breakup where this person was doing something foul to you, or you were doing something foul and y'all kind of got to go your separate ways. Sometimes the timing is just real off. I've been in a lot of scenarios where, you know, my mind was elsewhere. I was so worried about my own professional life or at school or other things like that. You know, trying to become the best man and the best version of myself for, you know, the woman that I wanted to let into my life. And it also happens too, you know, you get the second guessing and kind of miscommunication, and you let other, you know, things and doubt kind of creep in. So it just kind of depends on where you are. I think if you obviously have a new partner, you shouldn't be accepting nor contacting somebody that you obviously were involved with on a deeper level. But everybody has different, you know, versions of a relationship. Like we said, you might have one to foe.
Oh, brother, oh, here we go. Guy stinks!
Well, Kawanda says, I'm not accepting nothing from an ex. You're an ex for a reason. GP, I appreciate you for coming through.
I appreciate
you. Put that in
you.
The chat. Make that the question of the day, Andrew. Will you accept a gift from your ex on this holiday season? Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more discussion. Truth Nation, Tory Lowe live from Grafton Kids to Kids. Toy Drive, 20th anniversary. Stay locked in.